ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये. नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सो लाइक टू वेलकम यू ऑल. सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 4 entitled as The Appearance of Sri Narada, and we are reading text number 2. Kindly repeat after me. Shaunaka uvacha Suta Suta Mahabhaga Vadano Vadatam Vara Katham Bhagavatim Punyam पुण्यां यदाह भगवान शुक. शौनक उवाच सूत महाभाग वदनो वदतां वर कथां भागवतीं पुण्यां यद आह भगवान शुक शौनक उवाच सूत सूत महाभाग वदनो वदताम वर कथां भागवतीं पुण्यां यद आह भगवान शुक भगवान शुक शौनक उवाच सुत सुत महाभाग वदनो वदतांवर श्रुत महाभाग वदतो वदतांवर भगवान शुक शौनक उवाच सुत सुत महाभाग वदनो वदतां वरः महागते पुण्यं यदाह भगवान् शुकः शौनकः शौनक उवाच सेठ सूत सूत ओ सुत गोस्वामी महाभाग द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट Vada, please speak. Na, unto us. Vadatam, of those who can speak. Vara, respected. Katham, message. Bhagavatim, of the Bhagavatam. Punyam, pious. Yat, which. Ah, said. भगवान ग्रेटली पावरफुल शुक श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन शौनक सेड ओ सुत गोस्वामी यू आर द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट एंड रिस्पेक्टेड ऑफ ऑल दोज हु कैन स्पीक एंड रिसाइट प्लीज रिलेट द पायस मैसेज ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम विच वॉज स्पोकन by the great and powerful sage Sukadev Goswami. Purport. Sut Goswami is twice addressed herein by Shaunaka Goswami out of great joy because he and the member of the assembly were eager to hear the text of Bhagavatam uttered by Sukadev Goswami. They were not interested in hearing it from a bogus person who would interpret in his own way to suit his own purpose. Generally, the so-called Bhagavatam reciters are either professional readers or so-called learned impersonalists who cannot enter into the transcendental personal activities of the Supreme Person. Such impersonalists twist some meanings out of Bhagavatam to suit and support impersonalist views. And the professional readers at once go to the 10th canto to mis-explain the most confidential part of the Lord's pastime. Neither of these reciters are bona fide persons to recite Bhagavatam. Only one who is prepared to present Bhagavatam in the light of Sukadev Goswami, and only those who are prepared to hear Sukadev Goswami and his representative are bona fide participants in the transcendental discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadayin Atinichochatakarah Anamumcha Premna Matakantavyaspurah. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak and repeat the words of the Acharyas which has already spoken. It's for my purification and the glorification of the Lord. So, in yesterday's shloka, in this a very enlightening section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadev was writing, or Vyasadev said that the qualification of Shaunaka Rishi, Vriddha, Kulpati and Brahatvracha. He was elderly, he was head of the assembly, and not only that, he was learned. Brahatvracha. And yesterday, very nicely, His Grace Radhapati Prabhu explained. And today in this text, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, write about a wonderful quality of Shaunaka Rishi, and that is eagerness to hear. Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he explains, if somebody wants to purchase Krishna, or if somebody wants to develop love of Godhead, what price one has to pay? The price, he says about, he talks about lolyam ekalam mulyam, the intense eagerness or greed to hear or chant the narration of the Lord. And this eagerness is an expression of our devotion towards the Lord. And such eagerness helps, or such expression helps one to allow that message and the grace of the Lord go deep in the heart. So this is what Sukhdev Goswami, of explaining all that qualification, Vriddha, Kulapati, Brahvacha, learned. Here, his the most important quality for developing devotional service or practicing devotional service comes out as eagerness, enthusiasm to hear. And in one of the class, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining about the importance of digestion in our system. In Ayurveda, digestion is given a lot of importance. Because if your digestion is good, then you can be free from so many diseases. And if your digestion is hampered, or if it is not good, then it can create so many diseases into your body. So all the nutrients in the food can be distributed with the help of good digestion. So nutrition food, even if it is there, and if you don't have a digestion, so it won't be helpful. So similarly, to adopt and imbibe the teachings and the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Acharyas, eagerness plays that digestive fire to develop devotional service. And our eagerness or our enthusiasm always get hampered by
laziness. Laziness basically not understanding the importance. Sometimes we become lazy to perform the activities of devotional service. Sometimes it gets hampered by overconfidence. I don't need it. It is continuing, my devotional service is continuing without that also. I'm Krishna conscious. So sometimes such kind of disposition of overconfidence. And thirdly, it gets hampered by illusion. What illusion? Sometimes, Govind Prabhu said this, that during our sadhana, or that time of performing sadhana, if we keep performing our services, our important call, our important meeting, our important engagement, our important requirements, if all those things, if we start performing under the name of quote-unquote important services, that means we are not serving, we are serving our passion. So it is not really a service to the Lord, or it is a service per se, but it is service to our passion. So that illusion that I have this important thing to do, I have this important activity to perform. And otherwise sometimes, that is also sometimes it is illusion, that I take up some services which will come when that sadhana time is going on. Or our mind will bring up those services, or I need to do this service. It is very important. And then we doze to perform our sadhana. So while practicing devotional service, one need to be very much alert, the mind's game, the illusory potency, which brings forth such obstacle in our eagerness or enthusiasm to perform devotional service. And that is what here Shaunak Rishi, they are saying, this katha Bhagavatim Punyam. This is a pious activity. And what is this pious activity? All at once. This is not ordinary pious activity, which generally is performed by rituals performed in the different traditions. This Bhagavatim Punyam, Katham Bhagavatim Punyam, refers to a piety which helps a practitioner or the people who have taken birth in this Kali Yuga to fight with the vices which come along with the Kali Yuga. They give strength to fight vices which Kali has brought. And that was the purpose. Why all these sages, they have assembled over there? Kalim Agatam, seeing the entry of Kali Yuga. For that reason, they are asking Sudh Goswami that please recite this Srimad Bhagavatam so that we can ward off all the vices which Kali has brought. So this Katham Bhagavatim Punyam, and same thing is helpful for all of us. When we pay attention, when we eagerly or enthusiastically pay attention to this sadhana or to katha of the Lord, then we get strength to fight Kali Yuga. The mind which plays so many tricks on us, we get strength to fight with those vices. And for that reason, all these sages, along with 80,000, Shaunak Rishi is not only alone, he is not only one over there. All other 80,000 sages, They all are gathered to hear this Srimad Bhagavatam. So all these sages, they felt that it is the urgent need to hear in their own life. And second thing is the compassion. The greater urgent need is world to hear this. So this is the purpose of Shonaka Rishi and all the sages assembled over there, that even in this world, everyone can take benefit of this katha which is going to start, which they are inquiring from Sudh Goswami to speak. They are requesting him to speak. And second thing in this shloka and the purport, Prabhupada talks about, which is the topic which I am going to discuss, about fortune and misfortune. Dvaite bhadra abhadra gyan sab mano dharma yehi bhala yehi manda yehi sab brahma. Dvaite basically means duality. This world is world of duality. There is good, there is bad. There is sweet, there is bitterness. There is fortune, there is misfortune. So dvaite. Bhadra, abhadra, auspicious, inauspicious. Gyan, sab mano dharma. This is all mental speculation. So the positive side of this duality, that good, best, auspicious, fortune, it is considered a great fortune and a positive side of this duality. And the negative side of the duality is considered misfortune or inauspiciousness. So a good birth, good looking, good oratory or the learning is considered fortunate person. And exactly opposite of this is considered misfortune or unfortunate person. Here, this Shaunaka Rishi, they are calling Sudh Goswami Mahabhaga, the most fortunate one. And what they are calling him? Suta Suta. Suta is not something which is great to be considered. And we remember in Mahabharata, Karna was called Suta Putra. So he considered insult to him, that how can I was called Suta Putra? And that took whole life, or that costed whole life for Karna to take revenge for that word, Sutaputra, or he was called Sutaputra, or he was considered inferior. He considered that unfortunate, misfortune for him. And he lived life of victim consciousness. Throughout his life, he considered himself victim. That I did not get a right birth. I had qualities, I had a skill, I have all these things, but I was not given a proper respect. I was not given a deserving position. And he led his life in that consciousness. And here we can see that the Shonaka Rishi, they are calling Sudh Goswami Suta Suta. But, oh most fortunate Suta, although materially it is not fortunate, that position is not so good, is not considered auspicious, but Shaunaka Rishi are pointing, these devotees are pointing, you are the most fortunate. And Shaunaka Rishi, as we heard yesterday, has a great qualification, is a great brahmana, has a great learning. All the skills were there. And also learned. It's not that he was having some lack of knowledge. But here, Sudh Goswami is called most fortunate. Vadano Vadatamvara, one who can speak and recite the best of all. Varam. Why he is called so fortunate? Because Sudh Goswami is fortunate for his gentle behavior. Vetattvam somya tat sarvam tatva tastad anugraha bruyusnigdasya shishyasya guravo guhyam apyutaha. Here in this translation, Prabhupada writes, gentle disciple of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. And this proper behavior or gentleness has come about because of dedication. Dedication to the cause, to the understanding or the message given by the Guru. And this dedication in someone's life is visible only if somebody has experienced intense gratitude in his life. So proper behavior is born of dedication, and dedication is born of gratitude. A gratefulness of what someone has received. And that gratitude is fortune opener. So, Sudh Goswami opened up that fortune by having that gratitude. And Karna could not unlock that fortune because of ingratitude. He was also equally, that chance was given to unlock that fortune. So this gratitude is very, very important quality or the expression or feeling one can have when we practice or when we live in this world, when we practice devotional service. And that gratitude made unfortunate the most fortunate. So we all have a gratitude to our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and this Guru Shishya Parampara for making us understand or making us understand the value of this human form of life. Or saving our lives. Nehayat karma dharmaya naviragaya kalpate na tirthapadam sevaye jivan api mruto hi saha. Jivan api mruto hi saha. That someone is living but who is not practicing devotional service, or who is not engaging in the service of the Lord, or his activity does not take him to practice devotional service. Mora karma mora hate galaye bandiya ku vishaya garte phire diya che phalaya. So mora karma mora hate diya che phalaya. My activities has bound me with the noose and thrown in the pit of sense gratification. And because of engaging in the activities of sense gratification, I have been going away from service of devotion, service to the Lord, from devotional service. So nehayat karmaya dharma, nehayat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirthapadam sevaya. So if that life which does not lead to perform devotional service, activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then jivan api mrutos hi saha. So although that person is living, breathing, but he is dead. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama abhikama manu yah prapavatan prasanga krutvatma sat sururuchi nam bhagavan grahita soham katham visrijetav vritya seva. So Prahlad Maharaj, while praying to Narasimha Dev, who has appeared in front of him and who is forcing Prahlad Maharaj to ask something from me, I want to give you. So, when somebody is neophyte, what is his consciousness? His consciousness is, let me serve first so that I can get the darshan of the Lord. So that is the mentality or the consciousness behind service. But here, the pure devotee or advanced or matured consciousness is being exhibited by Prahlad Maharaj. What is he saying? The Lord is in front of him. He is giving him darshan. He is asking, "Are you ask me something?" What is he saying? That I don't want anything but the service to your devotees. Soham kathanu visrije tava vritya seva. So when we are serving the devotees, our consciousness is that I will get the darshan of the Lord. But here, Prahlad Maharaj, he is getting darshan of the Lord, but what he is asking? Give me service to your devotees, your vritya, your servant. And this is what the gratitude is. That Krita, here, Krita Atmasat Sura Rishinam. Now, here when Prahlad Maharaj is saying Sura Rishinam, he is not Asur Rishi. He is a Sura Rishi, means Sura means Devtas. So, these are the Devtas. And he is befitting, actually, if he accepts disciples from all this clan of demigods, that is fine. But he accepted me as his disciple. Krita Atma Sat. I am an Asur. And there is no way that I can be a disciple of Narad Muni. Sura Rishi now. He is not Asura Rishi. Asur Rishi is Shukracharya. One who can discourage you not to dedicate your life. So that Narad Muni, who is a Sura Rishi, has accepted me as his disciple. There is no evidence that he has accepted anyone as Asura disciple. But he was so merciful that he accepted me as his disciple. And that gratitude, he felt unqualified to be disciple of Narada. And that feeling of disqualification to have guru like Narada is giving that expression, means that feeling that I want to serve him, that gratitude. So I desire to serve Narada Muni. And this is what we learn from this standard manual of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here we have examples of great personalities who exhibit these qualities of gratefulness, of having a gratitude or recognizing our fortune, what has been given to all of us. Saham bhagavato nunam vanchita mayaya drudham yat tvam vimuktidam prapyam na mumukshayet bandhanat. So in this purport of this shloka, Prabhupada writes the definition of an intelligent person. Who is that intelligent person? And interestingly, he's not talking about you must be knowing so many things, you must be having knowledge of this, or you must be having degrees. No. Prabhupada writes, the intelligent person is that who utilizes opportunity. If someone can utilize opportunity which comes on his way, that person is intelligent. So it is not about your learning, it is not about your degree, it is not about your skill. It is all about utilizing the opportunity. And what we all have got that opportunity, and we all have that fortune to be intelligent. So three things Prabhupada writes over there. The first thing is that we all have got this opportunity to take birth in a human life. To be human being is the opportunity to perfect our life. Human form of, as one time I heard this, that human form is like a blank check. How you utilize that blank check? As just a paper and throw it in the dustbin? Or you write a great amount over that and encash that amount? So how we utilize this human form of life? Are we utilizing to achieve perfection? Or are we achieving, or are we utilizing this human form of life to dump in a dustbin? Going into the abominable life. Ado gacchanti tamasa. So this is the first thing Prabhupada writes. The second thing he writes that the greatest opportunity is to take birth in a suitable family where devotional service is practiced. So we can translate this as like getting opportunity in the Bharatvarsha, where practicing Krishna consciousness is natural. That is another opportunity. And the third, he writes that, the third opportunity, and that he writes as the greatest opportunity. And what is that greatest opportunity? To have association of a saintly person. And if we don't utilize this opportunity, and that is what here Devhuti laments, that yatvam vimuktidam prapyam na mumukshet bandhanat. Although, and Prabhupada also very nicely explained in that purport, very great purport, that Devhuti had a great birth to be daughter of Maharaj Manu. She was the wife of a great devotee, Kardam Muni. Where, and in both the houses, at her father's place and at her husband's place, at both places, devotional service was practiced. So, although having all those things, she is saying, if I don't utilize this opportunity, then I am the most unfortunate one. So this association of great saintly person, we all have achieved. And if we don't utilize that, we turn our fortune into misfortune. So in the life of a disciple, the great gift a guru gives is through sound vibration. that instruction which comes from the lotus lips of Guru, these instructions or those words, that makes a disciple fortunate. And that is the great gift we all have received in the form of books. Prabhupada has written his Vani. Guru has given those words, instructions. And when we translate those instructions, or when we apply those instructions in our life, so all these opportunities can be utilized. Yada kadachit jivatma samsaram nija karma bhi nana yonishvanishoyam purushim gatim avraje. Paurushim gatim avrajet. So helplessly, having no control, the nana yonishu, the living entity is going through so many births, so many lives. And that is helpless. He cannot control his next birth in other species of life. So samsara nija karma bhi, out of his own activities this is happening. Anishoyam. But some or other, paurushim gatim avrajat. Now he has come to this human form of life. He can utilize that opportunity. So those instructions makes us understand the value of this human form of life. We can understand the value of that blank check. When we hear from Guru, when we read these shlokas, or when we read these scriptures, that is also misfortune if we don't realize our fortune. And aapke paas means if you have lakhs and crores of dollars with you, and if you don't know, they are there with you. And that story which Din Gaurang Prabhu had spoken long back, that person had buried his fortune under the nimbu tree, isn't it? And all the family members, they were not knowing ki that fortune has been buried over there. So, although they were having that fortune, and that person could not convey the value of that thing, so they remain unfortunate. Similarly, we all have got this human form of life. And if we don't know the value of this human form of life, and people are throwing that like some paper in the dustbin. So Guru makes us realize our fortune. So those instructions are very useful. And that we see in the life of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Materially, if we see, and from Vedic standard, they were in an unfortunate situation. No connection with Sanatana Dharma. Habits were completely topsy-turvy, you know. It's not in a connection with the, any kind of behavioral pattern mentioned in the scriptures. But they, when they valued the instruction received from Prabhupada, they utilized that opportunity. They utilized those instructions. They translated those instructions to turn around their unfortunate situation or seemingly misfortune into fortune. Oh, he putra ka yuyam asmad arthe ti dukhita atma ve prani nam preshtas tamana drityamata para. Oh, he putra ka yuyam. These are the words of Sandipani Muni to Krishna and Sudama. He was saying that you have utilized or you have given up all your comforts for the sake of serving your guru, which is very difficult to give up. For that reason, you will achieve the greatest fortune. And that is what all these disciples, and of course the genuine disciples of all the gurus, they have done, they have shown in their life. Turning their misfortune into fortunate situation. So how they turn their misfortune into fortune? By expressing their gratitude. And they express their gratitude in different ways. One thing was, all these disciples, they were willing to take risk for serving their guru. So, we see that how Devamrit Maharaj, he had a following the orthodox religion. Wearing very strange looking clothes. It was not a society norm at all. People would think they are wearing some bed sheets. So that happened actually in one of the court. I think Gurudas Prabhu or someone. So they were called and they were asked, they were charged that why you all are wearing these strange clothes. So Gurudas Prabhu fearlessly, he asked that judge that why are you wearing these black coats and your dress. So the judge said, this is our protocol. And Gurudas Prabhu instantly replied, this is our protocol of Vedic system of wearing dhoti kurta. So immediately judge dismissed the case. So this is going against the norms of the society. Willingness to go against that norm. Another quality we see is that willingness to go to prison, court, getting beaten up. On Sankirtan, we hear so many stories that so many police, they would chase. Actually, I was reading one story. This Indradyumna Maharaj has written in his book that at one very prominent place somewhere, I forgot the name. So there, one shopkeeper would always complain about devotees doing Sankirtan and creating noise. And he would make sure that these devotees be put behind bars. So all the time he was doing, and of course all these devotees went through that, and we hear that stories in Russia's. All these devotees, they went behind bars, they got beaten up so many times. Police were behind them, but they did not deter. And this, it is a little bit side story, but this person who would always complain to the police and who would make sure that devotees go behind the bar, what happened after some time, like after 77 or 80s, devotees stopped doing Sankirtan in that particular place. But that shopkeeper who would complain to the and who make the this to, bring police to get them in prison, in his dreams, this Sankirtan started coming in his dream. So he got hunted with the Sankirtan, that sound vibration. And for years together, this dream of devotees doing Sankirtan was coming in his dream. So he was searching, he was not getting rid of that sound vibration. So he was searching, where are these devotees now? Where have they gone? So one day, he saw that one devotee was distributing some books. So politely he took one book. And after many years, then one day he saw that there was Sankirtan that Indradumna Maharaj was performing. Yeah, that is in Australia, like, and in Perth. So they were doing that Sankirtan. And as soon as he saw that Sankirtan, immediately he started crying and he attended the class and he was saying that I was searching for this. I was the culprit who would make sure that devotees get imprisoned and do not create all such kind of noise here. But now I am realizing how important this Sankirtan is. And then he started chanting and that all stories. But here, these disciples were willing to go through all this prosecution. And also, these disciples' willingness to sacrifice what they loved the most. This is an expression of gratitude. Brahmanand Prabhu and Gargamuni Prabhu, they were the sons of millionaires. And their father warned both of them that if you don't follow our eating habits, only eating habits, if you don't eat meat here, the next thing I will do is that I will throw you out of my wheel. Means you will be bereft of all this fortune. Only if you eat meat, then I can give all my money to you. So both of them came to Prabhupada and they told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, it's a very good opportunity. Only once I have to eat meat and the fortune, I will be included in the fortune of my father. Prabhupada said, no compromise. We don't compromise on this. And he went and he said, and what father did? Father threw him out of the wheel. Not a single penny he received from his father's heritage or whatever inheritance he was supposed to get. So that willingness to sacrifice what they loved and what they loved, their habits. Another story we hear of Giriraj Maharaj. Giriraj Maharaj's father was also ready to give that blank check to Prabhupada and leave my son. And Giriraj Maharaj told in Prabhupada's ears, Prabhupada, you can keep blank check also and keep me also. Prabhupada said, no, I don't want that. And he also allowed. So whatever, this is what Guru, this is what a Vishrambena Seva, what Rupa Goswami writes. Guru gives three things and one thing a disciple needs to perform. Guru gives Padashray, shelter. Guru gives Diksha, initiation, connection with the Parampara, connection with the Lord. He gives Shiksha, teaching and training. These things are given by Guru. And what disciple has to do? Vishrambena Guru Seva. That intimate service to the Guru. And this dedication, this gratitude has many flavors. And we see that in I'll take 1 or 2 minutes. In the life of this great devotees, recently who we celebrated the memorial of these two great devotees of our community. One is Her Grace Sharad Biharini Mataji. And today is also 13 or 14 days of His Grace Mahaprabhu Prabhu. They have exhibited all these qualities in their life. A simple housewife performing her duties and serving Radha Gopinath by just offering garlands and fighting court cases, Mahaprabhu Prabhu. The first time I heard from him this concept of dividing our day in three parts, that one part for work, another part for your own self, and third part of a day for spiritual life. So they have inspired so many devotees to take up to devotional service. So whether what birth you have, what position you have, fortunate, unfortunate, both situation doesn't matter if we can connect to Krishna. So here in this shloka, in this verse, in this Bhagavatam, Sud Goswami is called most fortunate because of that expression of gratitude. And this is what Prabhupada wanted from all of us. Parmal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he asked Prabhupada, what is the most important thing to be done? What Prabhupada replied? The most important thing is to save yourself. And these are the great examples we all have in front of all of us to get inspired to save ourselves. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. I would like to stop here. If I have spoken anything beyond my realization, kindly forgive me and bless me so that I can follow these words and express my gratitude to the Guru and the devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki jay. Nithai Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.